curious how you feel about this. There's something going on right now. I guess it's like a conversation that a writer had started and women are talking about it on social media. The concept of the first lady, you know, FLOTUS, that it's sort of outdated. The idea of having like the little woman or the woman behind the man. You know, because think about it. We haven't had a female president, so there hasn't been a male first. There's not been a first man or whatever. So it's always a first lady. It's kind of condescending at this point. You know, you have to have a pet project. Everybody talks about what you're wearing. And, you know, most of the first ladies we've had, like, pretty much forever. Like, if you look back at Eleanor Roosevelt and people like that, Betty Ford, you know, the Betty Ford Clinic. Like, think about all the things that first ladies have done over the centuries. Like, these women are pretty smart cookies. So the idea that they're just, like, a first lady and they are just the woman behind the man is kind of insulting, and that we should probably do away with the first lady. I don't mean like kill them off. I mean like the concept of a first lady.
Really?
Have the president be the president, and then the first lady could be, you know, maybe if she's smart enough in the cabinet. If not, she could just go on with her life. Go work and do what you've been doing. You're an attorney, go be an attorney.
No, you're married to a politician. You know what's in store. You know what you're getting into. You married a politician. You married somebody that's going to put you in the spotlight, and I'm sorry, that's just the way things are. And that this is ridiculous to even talk about this.
I think it's ridiculous that we still have this first lady concept, because, like I said, some of these women are so accomplished, and then suddenly they just have to, like, be on his arm and give a cute little speech. What dress is she wearing? You know, it feels really 1950s, considering women are in the Senate, you know, they're in the House, they've come really far. There's women everywhere.
Like squirrels. You know,
it feels like squirrels. They're everywhere.
It's like a pandemic. There's women everywhere.
and we can't
get rid of them. We're trying, but we just can't do it. There's everywhere. I don't think this is even worth somebody's time to even complain about this. It's
not a complaint. It's like a movement where there's a lot of women out there that are like, you know, we have women on the Supreme Court.
Isn't there bigger things to worry about right
We've
now?
Had several female secretaries of state. You know, the idea is like, it feels like FLOTUS is a consolation prize.
It takes 17 days for something to come through Amazon now. I haven't gotten mail in a week. No mail comes to my house anymore. The kids aren't in school. There's 30 million people out of a job, and you guys are worried about the freaking FLOTUS. Give me a break.
Well, here's what's amazing about women. We can hold more than one thought in our brain at a time. I can be concerned with kids going to school and the pandemic and the mail, while I'm also concerned with the idea that we're about to have a really, I mean, if Biden makes it into office, Jill Biden is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
She's a doctor. Meanwhile, she's going to be like the cute first lady. I don't know. It just, again, we can hold lots of thoughts in our brain at one time.
Is she going to help me get my mail?
I could be upset about that while I'm upset about, well, by the way, it's Cher that's going to be getting your mail. Remember we talked this week that Cher is joining the post office. So this isn't a conversation for me. Go ahead and tweet at Cher and ask her when your mail is coming in. I'm just saying, you know, the idea of the classic American family values.
So you're saying women are upset about more than one thing at the same time. Is that what you're telling me right now?